We're going to turn in our Bibles to Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6, just after Deuteronomy and Joshua. In the Old Testament, Judges chapter 6. Hallelujah. Judges chapter 6. And we'll start at verse 1. This is the story of Gideon, who God calls to do a work for the children of Israel. God calls for Gideon to come and get the people of God out of a big, big mess. Starts off like this. It says, "And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Midianites for 7 years." So here we find that because of their rebellion for a number of years, God decided to say, "I'm going to hand you over to the Midianites. And they're going to inflict punishment. They're going to inflict pain and suffering upon you." And it says in verse 2, "And the hand of the Midianites prevailed against Israel because the Midianites, the children of Israel made for themselves dens and caves and strongholds which are in the mountains." So they were driven from their homes. They were driven to the mountains and they had to dig out caves. They had to dig out holes and go and live in a hole. You would not want to go and live in a hole, would you? You would not want to go and dig out, "I'll get you a spade." No. You would not want to go and dig out and live in a mountainside. But they were driven from their homes. They were driven from their towns. They were driven from their cities because they were rebellious towards God. They did not obey what the Lord had laid down for them to do. And rebellion, the Bible says, is as the sin of witchcraft. Let us not get into rebellion against the Lord. Let us stay faithful to Him. Sometimes it may be tough. Sometimes it may be difficult. But you know, if you put God first and you take hold of the hand of God, you can walk this thing through. Whatever circumstance you're in, God has not given up on you. You might give up on God, but He never gives up on you. Amen? And so the children of Israel were suffering. It says in verse 5, it says that the Midianites would come up with their livestock on their tent and come like a locust over the land. And they would devour everything in sight, basically, is what the word of God is saying. They would enter into the land and they would just destroy everything that was in sight. We don't want that, do we? If we will be faithful to God, if we will trust God in this area of intake and the surrounding districts, I believe we can see a change in the area. I believe that through the power of God working in the people of God, we will see the alcoholics and the drug addicts coming to Jesus. The prostitutes coming to Jesus. We will see the drug dealers being driven from the area, or they'll come to Jesus and get saved. We'll see the homeless and we'll see those in need coming to Christ, and Christ will begin to minister. And when we put Jesus first, we will see the area of intake being blessed, because that is a principle and a promise of God's word. You put God first and God says, "I will bless you. I will keep you. I will protect you. I will bring deliverance to you. Jehovah Jireh, God is my provider. That is one of the names of God. And you know, when you're in need, don't turn to the bank, turn to God. When you find you're in trouble and you've got no peace in your life, don't turn to a psychiatrist, turn to Jesus. He's the Prince of Peace. Nothing can hold you back. We need to take Christ seriously and the work of the kingdom seriously. Verse 6, it says, "So Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel, who said to them, 'Thus saith the Lord of Israel, I brought you out of Egypt. I brought you out of the house of bondage. I delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptian and out of the hands of your oppressors, and drove them out before you and gave you the land.'"
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now that's a word for us. God has given us the land. God has given to us the land. As the people of God, this is our inheritance. Amen. We're not the poor looking for a place to hang around. We're rich in Christ, possessing the land that God has given to. The earth belongs to the Lord, and everything that is in it belongs to Him. And when we are the sons of God, God gives to us that we might rule and reign on the earth. The commandment to Adam and Eve was to rule and reign. Was to occupy. Take possession.
Yes.
To be in charge of it.
Yes.
The command has not changed.
Amen.
We changed.
Yes.
And so God is saying, this is what you are going to do through the blood of Jesus Christ. Through the fact of your personal relationship with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
We will possess the land.
Yes.
You know, they built this great building. Yes, it needs some work doing and bring it back up to date, because it's not had enough love and care. It would cost a lot of money to build it.
Yes.
More than we could ever afford. But God has already provided a way for us. I believe that.
Yes.
And you know, we're just going to step in there and say, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And step by step, we will possess the land. We will take that which belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take back what belongs to Christ. Young lives being caught by Jesus. Young lives falling in love with Jesus Christ. That's the answer. That's the way. Do you know, in this area now, you know, it is amazing. We as a small group, we're growing. We're growing in Christ. We're growing in numbers. We're growing in faith to possess the land. And we need to cause our faith to go to the next levels. We need to rise up.
Yes.
And Gideon is a little bit like some of us.
Yeah.
And I find this quite amazing, that God spoke to me and said, I want you to share on Gideon. And I started reading and going through this, and I refreshing my mind on this story. And even then, I did not see the parallel that God wants to share today, until I arrived here in church. And then God suddenly says, oh, by the way, you've not seen this yet. You see, you can read the story and not see what God wants to reveal. You can read the Word of God, and if you read it just with natural eyes, you don't see what God is trying to show you.
Amen.
And suddenly, as I was here in service, in worshiping the Lord, suddenly my spiritual eyes were opened to what God is wanting to say to us and what God is saying in this story.
Amen.
You guys in Bible college, remember, you need to have your spiritual eyes opened.
Amen.
There's more to this book than what you see on the page.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 10. Also, he said, I am. Hallelujah. Well, yeah. When Moile, is that I am? Huh? Yeah?
More.
Just more. More. Hallelujah. More. God is saying, I am the I am. I'm more. Yeah? Am I getting this right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not.
You've got it right.
Barry up, because if, you know. God. More. God. It's like saying, I want more of God. More. And God is saying to us, I'm the I am. When Moses met God in the wilderness, and there's a bush burning, Moses gets to there, and God gives him his commission to go and deliver my people. And he says, who shall I say has sent me? He said, tell them, I am. I am. Has sent you.
Amen.
People, I am. Has sent us.
Yeah. Amen.
I am. Has sent us.
Yes.
Yeah? So here in verse 10 it says, and I say to you, the prophet is speaking, he says, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites who dwell in the land, but you have not obeyed my voice. God's saying, don't be afraid of the other gods. Don't be afraid of the gods of wood and stone. They have no voice. They are unable to move. If you don't move the God of the wooden stone, it will never move. And yet people come into bondage to gods of wood and stone and gold and silver. You can have a God of drugs and a God of alcohol. And every time it appears, you end up bowing before it. You end up falling to your knees. And this is where the children of Israel were. Because they denied God. Every time the Midianites turned up, they took off running. And they were hiding in caves. Have they gone yet? Have they gone yet? That was what they were doing. Every time they heard Midianites, every time they heard word Midianites, whoa, I'm off. Hide, hide. When you know Jesus, when you have a relationship with God, when you have the Holy Spirit in your life, when the Word says, comes up and says, the Midianites here, the alcohol's here, the drug's here, the prostitutes are here, whatever it happens to be, and you stand there and say, my God is greater. I am dwells within me. I am dwells within me. And he's giving to us the victory. But it comes out of obedience,
yes,
to God and to his word.
Amen.
So often people just want Jesus. Oh, I've got my ticket. I'm okay now. It's going to be fine for me. Now I can just do what I want. Hey, you can't.
Yeah.
It don't work that way.
Right.
If you want to know somebody, you've got to spend some time with somebody. Martin comes and spends a weekend, every weekend with us now, because of Bible school. Martin has now got to know us in a different way. Haven't you? I'm not saying how, what he likes it or not like, but
for good or for bad.
For good or for bad, but he's got to know us.
Amen.
He's got to know us personally. He probably thinks differently about us now than when he first met us. Hallelujah. I think it's better than... I know he sort of encouraged us today. He said he'd learned quite a lot from just staying with us. About the grace of God. And the love of God. And that's great. Because each day we should be growing. Each day we should be learning something of God and of the supernatural and the power of God for our lives. Back to Judges. Now Gideon. This is interesting. Verse 11. Now Gideon. Verse 11 says, now the angel of the Lord came and sat under a Tiberith tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite. While his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide from the Midianites. You don't thresh wheat in a winepress. You press grapes in a winepress. It's not the season for grapes. It's the season for the harvest of wheat, the barley harvest. And so Gideon is hiding in the winepress area because he knows nobody will come looking for him and steal the food from him. Because nobody is expected to be in the winepress area. It's not operational. And he's hiding. Can you imagine Gideon? Glory to Jesus. He's hiding from the Midianites. He says in verse 12, he's threshing wheat. And then all of a sudden the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. What? How did you know I was here? How did you find me? He's shaking. You know, is that a mighty man of valor? You know, is that a strong man that says, bring him on? You know, I'm scared. I'm terrified. That's why I'm hiding there. And God's angel says to him, mighty man. Me? Me? I said, yeah. He says, yeah. You. Mighty man. Then the angel basically Gideon says, hang on, he says, I'm from a small tribe. And my family's the smallest in the tribe. And he says, and I'm the youngest. I'm the runt. Yeah. Everybody pushes me around. Yeah. No, you stay there. You, Ellie, you come over here. Yeah. You can volunteer. You can be the stooge of Gideon. You know. Come on, Daniel. You'll be one of the brothers, you know. And Gideon's the runt of the family. Yeah. It's like, you know, she's always been pushed around from pillar to post, and you know, it's just get over there and you do as you're told and you behave yourself. What do you think you're doing? You stand on my, you know. Go on. So Gideon was pushed around. And so Gideon had got this complex. If I keep out of the way, nobody will push me around. Nobody will bother me. I'm scared of everybody. Not just the Midianites. I'm even scared of my brothers. He's panicking. And then this angel of God says, oh, you mighty man of God. It's like, yeah, me? But everybody pushes me around. Nobody likes me. Everybody tries and beats me up. Even my own brothers do it. But God looks at something and sees a different person and says, you mighty, mighty man.
Amen.
Of valor.
Amen.
Some of us might say, well, who am I?
Yeah.
Look at Gideon.
Yes.
That's what God says.
Yeah.
You can be a mighty man, you can be a mighty woman.
Yes.
Of valor for the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 14, then the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? Let me tell you this. If God sends you, everybody else better stand down. Everybody else better move to one side. Because when God sends you, there are angels going before you. There is an armed escort, a supernatural armed escort that goes before you. Woo! Come on! Catch this! The Bible says we are surrounded by a great host of witnesses. We are surrounded by ministering spirits, angels, sent to minister to the heirs of salvation, to you, to me. They are to minister to us. They're there to protect us, to guard us, to strengthen us and encourage us.
Yes.
And to stand and fight for us. Hallelujah. And so Gideon's told by the angel, you just go. You go in this newfound strength. You go in this promise that God has given to you.
Yes.
He says, and surely, verse 16, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. Whoa. You shall, not maybe, not, well, it'll be a bit of a rough battle. No, you shall. You shall. It's not a question, is it going to happen? It's a question, you shall. It will happen. 20 years ago, we were given a promise of a building. And we've never given up on the promise. And we're receiving the promise in its fullness. Now, some folks say, well, that's a long time. Time's nothing to God. He's looking for us faithful. Looking, he was waiting for all of you to come to intake. He was preparing the circumstance, the situation, so that we would just move in. And there you were, ready to be a Gideon, ready to be an anointed warrior of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 22. He says, now Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord. So Gideon said, alas, my Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. What an experience to see the angel of the Lord face to face. What an experience that God would allow us to see him, to see his angel face to face. You see, God wants you all to see in the realm of the supernatural. God wants you to see the great host of spiritual beings that are cheering us on to do the work of the kingdom. And so, Gideon speaks and said, I've seen. Verse 23, then the Lord said to him, peace be with you, do not fear, you shall not die. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not going to die. What about you? Amen? Come on. God has a work for each and every one of us to do. Yeah? God has got something for you to do. Now you've got to step into those shoes. You've got to step into that place and said, I'm going to do it in the strength of the Lord and in obedience to the Lord and to His Word. So that the Spirit of God would flow through your life and there would be a quickening and there would be an increase and a harvest and lives would be being changed by the power of God flowing through each and every one of us. Amen? This is what God wants to be happening in our lives. And in verse 24 it says, so Gideon, in his newfound strength, built an altar there to the Lord, and he called it the Lord Shalom. Shalom means the God of peace. The God of my peace. No matter what seeks to trouble you, if you're feeling troubled and downcast, go to the God Shalom, the God your peace. He said, my peace, Jesus said, I will leave with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so he built an altar and made a sacrifice. Then we move on to verse 28. The story gets a little bit more intense now. And Gideon has been given a command. And he's been told that his father has an altar to Baal. Verse 31, go to verse 31. Amen. That's right, isn't it? And the altar, Gideon takes it at night. He takes 10 men with him and he pulls down the altar to this false god. It's made of wood. And he builds an altar and he burns and sacrifices his father's oxen on this altar as an offering to God. Well, the town is in uproar the next morning. Who's done it? They're going to kill whoever's done it for Baal. And Gideon's father says, if Baal cannot defend himself, he's no God. See, my God does not need defending. I do not need to do apologetics for my God. I am not apologizing to anybody for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There is nothing to apologize for.
No.
And see, at the moment, these people are saying, whoever's pulled this altar down for Baal, we're going to kill him. He says, let Baal do it. Let Baal do it. He's not got the ability to it because he's a God with a little g. He's not a God with any power. He's not a God with any authority. He's not a God that can do anything to you.
Amen.
That's why we should not worship anything other than the living God.
Amen.
And the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's move on to verse 36. This is where Gideon is, he's sort of still not sure. You know, he's like, is this really what God told me to do? And so he puts a fleece out. He says, Lord, if this is really you, and this is what you really want me to do, let the fleece be wet in the morning and the ground dry. And so it was. So Gideon, being that brave young man, said, God, can I just ask you one more time? Can you make the fleece dry tomorrow morning and the ground wet? Just to prove it's really you. So God said, okay. I know you're struggling a bit, but I'll encourage your faith.
Amen.
Next morning he gets up, the ground's wet and the fleece is bone dry.
Amen.
He says, okay. Now I'm ready. I believe God. I'm ready for this.
Amen.
I'm going to see God devour the Midianites.
Amen.
And so he then puts out a call, he blows a trumpet and sends for the people of Israel to gather together an army. And 32,000 men turn up to fight the Midianites. They've heard the rousing call. And God turns to Gideon, he says, "You've got too many." We've got too many. Do you realize, God? There is 135,000 men waiting to kill us, and we've got 32,000. Surely we've not got too many. And God says, "You've got too many." So he says, "Ask the people, are you afraid? Put your hand up." Hands are going up all over the place. 20,000 hands go up. "I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid." He says, "Go home to your family." He's left with 12,000. And God says, "You've got too many. You've got too many." You see, God wants the glory.
He does.
And God says, if all these men go and fight, they're going to do this, and if they win, they're going to say, "Look what we did." It's not what we've done. It's what Jesus has done in us. And it's not about how big and great we are. It's how big and great Jesus is. And how much we give him the praise. How much we give him the glory. How much we tell him who he really is. And how much we love him and worship him. That's what it's about. And so God says to, the angel says to Gideon, he says, "You've got too many." He says, "Take him to the water to drink." And what happens is, some of the men get down on their knees and begin to lap water like a dog out of the stream. Some men literally just put their hand in the water and drink from their hands. Yeah. And God says to him, "Separate them." So he separates them. And God says, "You're to take the men who put their hand in the stream and drank the water." And Gideon looks and says, "I've just lost 11,700 men. I'm left with 300 men. And there's an army there of 135,000 men. And you want us to go and defeat 130,000 men with 300 men. The odds are not stacked against us." But remember, who sent Gideon? God. "I am has sent me." The "I am," God, "has sent me." God the provider has sent him. And then he's told, this is what you're going to fight with. Everybody get a trumpet. Go, get a trumpet. Everybody, come on. Come on. Everybody. That's it. Even the little one's doing it. You big ones, come on. That's it, come on. That's it, that's good, that's good. Right, hold it there. So then, he said, "You're going to have a trumpet." So let's hear the trumpets again. "You're going to have a trumpet." And then he said to him, he said, "You're going to take an empty clay pitcher and you're going to put a light in there." Okay. Here I've got a trumpet. And here I've got a pitcher with some fire in it. What am I going to do? Well, I'm going to beat them to death with a trumpet. Huh? You know, I'm going to bang them on the head and, you know, these fighting men. These men that are so evil, they'll tear your arms and your limbs off you. And God says, all you need is a trumpet, a bit of fire, and a clay pot. And 300 men. You know, this is a suicide mission. Yeah? Charles would have said, this is a suicide mission. I don't think we're going on it. You know, I think our officer is crazy. You know, he's lost it. He's, you know, battle fatigue has come in and he's lost his mind. But you see, God works through the foolishness of our weaknesses and says, I'll prove it to you. So, 100, 100, and 100. God sends him out. And Gideon says, now wait. Wait for my signal. When I blow the trumpet. So there they are. There's 300 men scattered around this camp. And Gideon says, wait for my signal. And my signal will be that I will blow my trumpet. And then you'll all blow your trumpet. And then you will smash the pitcher and let the light come out. And then shout, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Right? So, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Are you ready? Together? The sword of the Lord and Gideon. Again. The sword of the Lord and Gideon. Right. Okay. Now this side's going to blow trumpets. This side is going to shout the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Amen?
Amen.
Ready? So Gideon gets his trumpet ready. And all of a sudden he... The sword of the Lord and Gideon. The sword of the Lord and Gideon. And all of a sudden, yeah, that's it, keep them blowing. And then all of a sudden, while all of this is going on, the Midianites are fast asleep. And then all of a sudden, they hear the sword of the Lord and Gideon. Grab me sword, where's my sword? You know, next thing, you know, there's these bright lights all around them. There's this horrendous noise. And next thing, all the first thing that moves in front of them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're killing each other. They're killing each other. He's a suicide. Who's on the suicide mission now? Eh? The Midianites. In that very point of time, 120,000 men killed each other. And Gideon hadn't even got a sword. 120,000 men died. This is my God. This is my God. Is this your God? This is your God. He's a mighty God. And though you might think we're only small, our God says, I can turn the small things to defeat the giants in the land. You know, we might only be a small group of believers at this time. We couldn't afford to build this building, but God says, I've made a way. I've made provision for you. Blow the trumpet. Declare my name. Proclaim me as Lord. Proclaim me as Savior and Deliverer in the area and watch me work a miracle. And so come on, this is what God is about to do. God is about to do a miracle around us. And we're going to see God moving in power. Hallelujah. Lives are going to be changed by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why you're here. You're not here to sit and do nothing in chairs. You're here to do the work of the kingdom. Gideon was hiding somewhere around the corner. Out of the way. And God says, come out. Come out, I need you. And God's saying to each and every one of us, come out. Come out. Stop hiding. Stop hiding behind religion. Stop hiding behind fear. Stop hiding behind doubts and unbelief. And step out and say, I'm going to do this in the name of Jesus. I'm going to do it to see Jesus glorified. Amen. That's what we called out to do. We called out to be fearless. We called out to be the sons of a living God. And God is not afraid. And so his sons should not be afraid. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so we need to rise up and declare the works of the Lord. We need to see the power of God changing people's lives. Don't let drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, money rule your life. Money's not going to stop us doing what God has called us to do. Amen. God is about to do something mighty. God is going to show us his hand of work in our lives and in this church, and he's going to do a miracle. And we're going to see things change. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do not be afraid. For lo, I am is with you. And he said, I'm with you right to the end of time. He says, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. So come on, blow the trumpet. Blow the trumpet. Sound the alarm. Hallelujah. Let the fire fall in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The sword of the Lord and of harvest fields. Amen. Come on, the sword of the Lord and of harvest fields shall set captives free. The sword of the Lord and of harvest fields shall set the captives free. We're going to take up the sword of the Spirit and we're going to bring down principalities and powers that seek to rule and have ruled in this area for many years. No more robbing, no more stealing and killing in the area, because Jesus is taking over. Hallelujah. And he's taking over through his people. And that's God's declaration. God brought us here for a purpose, and we need to get up and fulfill the purpose and see God moving in power. And each and every one of us is going to have to take hold of the rope and begin to pull together and see this come through in the power of God working in each and every one of our lives. Hallelujah. Praise his name. I could go on. I'm just fired up now. I'm even nearly breaking into a sweat. Glory to God. Which is very unusual in this building, as you know. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're moving forward. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage you today. Take up the sword of the Lord. Be one of Gideon's 300. And say, I'm in there. I'm in for this. I'm going for it. In fact, God just said to me, who's going to take up the sword? Who's going to take up the trumpet? Then come and stand out here as a declaration, not to me, but to the Lord Jesus Christ and to God Almighty. Say, I'm going to take up my place. I'm going to fill the gap in the wall. I'm going to be one of those that stands for you. I'm going to stand in my place and I'm going to fight my side of the battle and I'm going to declare that God is God and that he can do great and mighty things. Amen. Blow your trumpet, brother. Blow your trumpet. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Bless him. Roy's here. Look at that. Praise God. I'm still believing that God would heal him. I'm still believing that God would touch him and heal him. And he's not going to take up the sword and the trumpet and stand with us together and declare what God is doing. And I mean, you're doing this before God. Come on, stand with us. Let's declare this before the living God. Hallelujah. And say, nothing is going to hold me back. Nothing's going to stop me doing what I'm supposed to do. Because God has called you, God is going to appoint you, and God is going to equip you. And though you might seem fearful at this time, God is going to give you strength. God is going to give you the ability. And God is going to set you free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. Glory to God. Father, I just thank You for people who dedicate their lives to You. And Father, I pray that for each and every one that is standing for You, Lord, that they will declare the works of the kingdom. That, Father, You will cause them to stand. And Lord, that they will have the sword of the Lord. And Lord, the trumpet that will sound the alarm and bring deliverance and set captives free, Father. And Father, I pray, Lord, as we move forward in this area, in Jesus' name, I pray that Roy, Lord, will recover his speech. He will recover his movement. And he will stand out of this wheelchair and declare the glory of God in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we declare it over him. And we stand and believe with him, Father. And Lord, I am seeking and we're looking for that miracle in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray for everyone, oh God, that is committed to You, that Lord, Your hand will be upon them and they will know the power of Your Holy Spirit ministering into their lives, blessing them, causing them to know that, Lord, You are going to work through them, You're going to equip them, You're going to make them strong. Lord, You're going to move in their lives in a mighty way for the glory of God, and they will know, Father, the power of Your resurrection life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I declare it in Jesus' name. I believe it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, a quickening, Father, and a release by the power of Your Spirit, oh God. In Jesus' name, healing to this body. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To Your praise and to Your glory. Father, for freedom. Lord, deliverance from fear. And Lord, that You will release her in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Complete healing in this body in the name of Jesus Christ. That she might fight the good fight. That she might declare the works of God in her life. Father, I pray for these men. Lord, You'd make them towers and strong men. Lord, I pray even, Lord, their speech shall be strong. And their understanding, Father. And they will speak of Your glory and Your power in their lives in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus, for this beautiful woman. Lord, I just pray, Lord, You continue to minister through her by the power of Your Spirit. And Lord, that she will be a prayer warrior for Your praise and for Your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord, that You would give her free time. Deliver her, Lord, from these hours. Lord, cause her to realize that You can be that great provider. And Lord, take all worry and stress off her life, Father, that she might walk in that light and, Lord, speak like Gideon spoke and declare the works of the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus, did you feel that? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus, our Lord, I just lay hands on him. And I pray, oh God, Lord, that courage will arise and that, Lord, You'd break these bondages and You would set him free, that he would become like Gideon, oh God. Maybe he feels insignificant, but Lord, You'd bring him to the place of a Gideon in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father, I just pray for these ladies in the name of Jesus that, Lord, they would stand and declare the works of God. You make them mighty prayer warriors and that, Lord, You would use them, even, Lord, to heal the sick. Hallelujah. Raise the dead and cast out demons and take, Lord, worry and pressure and fear from them in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're not a crazy commander, but hallelujah, we love the Lord. Father, I just pray for this friend, Charles. I just ask, oh God, that You would minister through him. Lord, that he would become, Lord, he would take up the arms and become the Gideon. And that, Lord, he would stand strong for You. And that, Lord, You'd give him, Lord, such a bravery in him, Lord, that, Lord, he will be declaring the things of the kingdom, oh God, that, Lord, he would be that warrior that You have called him to be in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord God, I pray for a release of the Spirit in his life, that, Lord, he would know the power of resurrection, releasing him into the power of God. Father, I pray that he would blow the trumpet, he would sound the alarm, and that, Father, as he is released to speak of Your glory. And Father, I pray, Lord, he would know such a presence and power on his life in the name of Jesus. And that, Lord, You would declare through him, Lord, who You are. That, Lord, You would reveal more of Yourself to him in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For his wife also, Father, I just pray that as together, oh God, they, Lord, would be firebrands for You. That, Lord, they would set alight the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Lord, they would know the anointing of Your Holy Spirit over them in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. for Joyce and for Philip, oh God, I pray, as a family, Lord, that you would knit them together. You would cause your spirit to flow. Lord, you would redeem Philip from this destruction. Lord, you would break the shackles that, Lord, as he blows the trumpet and declares the sword of the Lord and of Gideon, Lord, that he will find that release by the power of your Holy Spirit. That, Father, you would release him. That, Lord, the enemy would not hold him back. That, Lord, he would not bow down to false gods, but he would know the release of your power in his life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Peace in the name of Jesus. Peace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Father, I just pray right now, Lord, you've brought her through university and things, Lord. I pray, oh God, you'll open doors for a job and open opportunities to minister your word. Father, I pray the bondage of the past will be broken and she will be set free. That, Lord, she will be free to walk from these historic things and to walk into the power of your resurrection life, knowing, Lord, release, knowing your love, knowing your freedom, oh God, and that, Lord, there is no more bondage in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God forever and ever. Amen. Bless the Lord. We just, Lord, thank you for my dear brother. I just thank you, Lord, for his baptism. I just thank you, Lord, that you're taking him to the next level in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that your word, Lord, will become strong in his heart. That, Father, there shall be a flow of your power and of your spirit that moves through him, God, in such a way that he's never experienced before. Father, I pray that, Lord, the things of the past that have sought to hold him down and bring destruction on him and his family, Lord, you have broken those by the precious blood of Jesus. And we declare this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just thank you, Lord, for Helen and the work in the youth. And we just pray, oh God, you will continue to anoint and strengthen and expand the work and expand what we're seeking to do by your power. Lord, that as we seek to reach out into schools and to see lives being changed, giving the gospel to the young, that the young might come into your presence and, Lord, be kept clean and holy for your work and for your service. We just call provision in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just pray for Bill and his talents, oh God, that he's given to this church so loyally over the years. Father, I pray you, Lord, cause him to know your blessing and your power and anointing. Father, just fill him with a greater freedom of your spirit. Father, just anoint him. Bring such a sensitivity within him, oh God, to your moving of your spirit, Father. That, Lord, we will together as your people see that, Lord, we blow the trumpet. We see the enemy defeated. And we see you moving in power, oh God, as we follow you and obey you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord, for my sister. And I just give you praise for the support and the blessing she's been to me. Father, I just pray, Lord, you continue to minister to this body, Lord. Bring strength, renew her physically. Father, and cause her to know, Lord, the power. Lord, give her, Lord, the word to speak. Lord, she has a prophetic word. Lord, I pray it will be released in Jesus' name. Lord, release it in the name of Jesus. Break every fear in your precious name, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, for Edwin, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that he's here, he's faithful. And Lord, you've blessed him so many times. And I just pray, oh God, Lord, you'd quicken, strengthen and renew by the power of your spirit in Jesus' name. Lord God, let him know that a precious anointing on his life. And Father, I pray that this body, Lord, would function like you have called it to function. Under that precious anointing, oh God, bring healing now in Jesus' name. Bring healing in Jesus' name. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, oh God, for the work he's doing in Teen Challenge and Lord, in other young people's lives, Father, and as he studies at Bible College, Lord, let your anointing flow over him. Release him, oh God, from the fears of the past. Release him, oh God, from the law, and release him into that precious love and mercy and faith in you, Lord, to a greater level. Lord, let him climb those mountains of faith. Let him, Lord, reach the tops of those mountains and carry on into your presence in a greater way. I just ask this, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, that he would be a Gideon for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless you. Bless you.
God bless you, Father.
Hallelujah. Father, I pray for this lovely couple. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, That, Lord, you would just touch them and anoint them. That, Father, you would release, Lord, a double portion of your Holy Spirit into their lives and a quickening by the power of your Spirit. Give them health and strength, Father. Let them take up the trumpet and the sword of the Spirit and declare to the kingdoms around that Jesus is Lord of all. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Did I miss anybody? Did I miss anybody? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's just, everybody stand, just lift our hands before the Lord. Father, I just pray that, Lord, we might not be many in number, but Lord, you have a great work for us to do. And though the enemy rages against us, Father, I pray and believe that as Gideon obeyed you and put you first, that Father, you will bring down the enemies that surround us, and you will cause us to bring defeat, and you will cause the spoils of the land to be given to us that we might use to expand the gospel and the work of the kingdom. Equip each and every one, Father, we pray, for your praise and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God.